By the end of this episode, we hope that you will understand that living with clear intentions can provide a roadmap for you to become who you truly want to be and achieve the goals you've set for yourself. What is the definition of intention? Intention is the roadmap to that person we want to someday become. It's an idea that you plan to carry out to achieve goals for what you want, not only for today, but what you want in your future. Intention is a target you aim for or a goal you want to achieve. It's something you mean to do or a goal you plan to reach. When we make decisions based upon good intentions, we're basing those decisions upon improving our lives somehow. When we live with intention, we're goal-oriented in our thoughts and self-aware of what all needs to transpire to reach the goals we want to achieve. We visualize the route we want to take, organize the timeline needed for the results we want, and set out to hopefully make it all happen. If we don't visualize the end result we're working for, then there'd be no such thing as intentional living. Hi, Jeanette.
Hi, Tiffany.
How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm really good. I really like the subject today, so I would really like to just dive into it.
We can best learn about and then embody this way of living intentionally by investigating our own answers to four specific questions. These questions are like the coordinates that we would place into our GPS system, which would then generate the roadmap Tiffany's been talking about. Question number one is, what am I feeling in this moment? And the answer to this question is important because intentional living is achieved by first living consciously and with awareness. It's about going through your day, being aware of how you're feeling, what thoughts you're thinking. Are you in the present moment, or are you thinking about the past or the future? Our ability to live with intention requires us to be aware of how we are moving through our lives each day. By knowing how we are feeling, thinking, and behaving in each moment, we're able to adjust our movements and therefore constantly steer ourselves in the direction of our more long-term goals. Question number two would be, what daily practices do I balance myself with? Setting up consistent, scheduled daily practices is an incredibly important aspect of intentional living. Starting the morning out with the intention of caring for our bodies, our minds, and our souls just sets the day in a beautiful place from the very beginning. I know some people say they don't have time for things like meditation, yoga, or working out in the morning, but those are often the same people who say things like their daily lives lack motivation and drive. They often can feel unfulfilled and unsuccessful. I just wish more people understood how setting intentional practices as a priority first thing in the morning, and of course following through with them, creates feelings of empowerment and fulfillment, appreciation and satisfaction. And those feelings are what then set the stage for the rest of the day. And to me, that's powerful stuff.
Yeah, it truly is. Question number three, what type of person do I choose to be? This question is important to living intentionally because it helps us clarify who we want to be, not only for ourselves, but how we want to show up for others. That is huge.
Definitely.
Question four, what are my goals and therefore what are my priorities? Intentional living involves setting clear goals, breaking those goals down into actionable steps, and then setting intentions each day to complete the tasks to move in the direction of those same goals.
If we have those clear intentions, we set clear goals, and we've broken those goals down into steps that make sense for us, we will be able to tell if we're on track to achieve those goals because they will be directly reflected in our daily priorities. For example, if I say my new online business is my main goal, but every time I sit down to work on it, I let myself get distracted by my Facebook feed, my time spent on Facebook is actually what reflects my true priority. If I were to say the book I'm writing is my goal, but I don't schedule hours in the day to write it, writing the book is not really the goal I'm intentionally moving toward. Tiffany, how has living your life with intention served you personally?
You know, as far back as I can remember, honestly, I've lived with intention to an extent, but I honestly had no idea what the word was. I would lay my clothes out the night before school, have my books ready by the door. I would, you know, lay my everything out I needed for the day, and I'd have my schedule figured out according to that particular day in school. But again, I think that that breaks down into intentional living. I just functioned better that way. being in the age we are now, we're forced to live our lives with intention and mindfulness in order to constantly adapt to the changes that we experience. And each phase or season of our lives brings new challenges or forces us to shift the intention we used to focus on when we were younger. And like the kids are grown and the goals have changed, but we continue to adapt every day. I believe we fine-tune that ability to set the course for the day with our intention by now. So shifting when needed to accommodate our changing times and seasons comes easier than for those that have never lived their lives with intention. All right, Jeanette, what are your thoughts on why some folks seem to have a lack of intention in their lives? And why do some seem to be stuck and unable to get into the groove of setting goals and following through?
Well, first of all, I think I actually believe that we're all living with intention. I also believe most of us are unaware of our own intentions in one area or another. Take, for example, someone who struggles with their relationships. That person is most likely wanting to create a positive, loving relationship, but could be completely unaware that their intentions to keep themselves safe due to some childhood programming are actually stronger than their desire to have a healthy relationship. Another example, you know, an extreme example would be someone who struggles with money. They could work two jobs and still not have any money by the next payday, without knowing that their intention is to get rid of money as fast as they can, because say they saw someone get mugged for money when they were young. I mean, those things happen in our programming all the time and we're not aware. Intentions are always there though. Knowing what's driving those intentions can take a lifetime to understand, you know? I mean, I'm trying to figure out mine all the time. Right. It's really a multi-layered aspect of our personal development. And I also don't believe anyone really lacks motivation or drive. They're always present. It's just a matter of, are the drives and the intentions moving someone into more or less of what they really want in their lives?
Right. Yeah. I believe that people can get stuck in a rut and lose that ability to see past their own feelings of inadequacy or their lack of self-esteem or the heartache that they are feeling, past trauma or issues that keep them stuck. I believe a person has to have a vision and the confidence to believe that they can accomplish goals, and that also have the ability to see it through in their own minds. And it's a multi-layered subject for sure for all of us, and it's an individual thing.
True. I believe the biggest indicator of an intentional life can be seen in one's priorities. Many people say things like, my family is my priority, or my career is my priority. But the truthful indicator of that is always time and attention. If I say my family is my priority, then spend all of the time I'm with my family on my phone, I'm really not being that honest with myself about my true intentions. If I say my health is my priority and spend no time at all preparing healthy meals or being active, again, I'm just being dishonest about my true intentions. Right. The best advice I can think of for our listeners who might be wanting to live their lives more intentionally is to keep a journal for anywhere from a week to a month. Write down what you are actually doing each day and how long you're doing that. Every time you check your phone, write it down. When you're preparing a meal or eating, write it down. After you're able to review those things where you can actually see where you're focusing your time and attention every day, you'll be better prepared to live more intentionally. You can make those changes to your schedules, those changes to how many hours that you're focusing on, you know, one thing versus another. And remember, a roadmap can only be followed if we know the true location we are really starting from and where we're actually heading.
Now, when we have the roadmap laid out in front of us, most people focus solely on their intention toward, okay, school, I have to get up every day, I have to catch that bus, I have to do this. And then after school, you have your jobs. Okay, let's focus on going to work and getting up early and eating your breakfast and commuting for an hour and all this. So what does it take to focus our intention on our personal well-being? And is it because there's no actual paycheck instead of you actually get a payoff for focusing your intentions on your personal well-being? I mean, how do we go from this part of the roadmap to this part of the roadmap?
I think brilliantly, it's through what you said. I think it's the realization that we are living intentionally. Just are we living intentionally with what we really want for ourselves? And maybe that is decided by a process of sitting down and writing out what your intentions are, writing out what your real goals for your life are, and then applying the same principles you've been applying our whole lives, essentially, right. Because we did it for school. You know, you wake up for school, you got to eat your breakfast, brush your teeth, comb your hair, get dressed, get to the bus, you go. Your job is the same way. I think maybe it's just putting those same patterns to work for yourself, whether that's, you know, 5, 15, whatever minutes of meditation before you go to work every day, or maybe it's what you eat for breakfast, you know, just those little things. Once you've written down your intentions and you overlay those daily habits that you're already doing, I mean, maybe there's a really organic way to set yourself up to succeed at that.
Yeah. It's interesting to think about it because, like we spoke earlier, a lot of our discipline, if you want to call it that, has been formed over many, many years. It's not something that happened organically when you're a teenager. You know, it's not real common to have that intention for your own health and well-being turned inward when you're young. It sort of forms later in life. And the thing I think about is getting up 30 minutes extra, like you mentioned, maybe meditate for 15 minutes. Sometimes a 5-minute moment to yourself before you set out for the day can make all the difference in the world. And I think if we actually focused more on our own health and well-being before we set out on that commute for an hour here, back and forth, and I think that we would be so much better off. And I love that idea. The roadmap is just something I love that.
Absolutely. Well, and it gives you a clear visual to help yourself move, you know, even like you said on the commute, if there's a change in career that you want to do, or if you're looking at starting a business and you have time like that, use it for the intentions that you're moving toward. I mean, intentional living is just really about directive.
Right.
You direct, not just your job, the paycheck, your mortgage, you know, that directs certain things. And we obviously set our lives up that way. But what we're talking about right now is our ability to personally direct those parts of our lives that are outside of those things.
Yeah.
And using that time wisely, using that time to really make a difference for yourself.
Yeah. And while you were saying that, I was thinking about how a lot of times when people are in that rut, that daily rut, and they don't take time for themselves and they don't realize they can utilize that, the commute time.
The gaps. By,
yeah. Podcasting, yeah. Whatever it is, putting exactly. Something positive in your ear, you know, making a recording of yourself, of the journey you want to take and the life you want. You know, you've heard of people say, well, my life owns me. I don't own my life. And it's really sad to think about it. And the idea that I think we get in such a rut sometimes that to look up and realize there's how many minutes in your day that are, and I don't mean to be disrespectful in any way, but there's a lot of wasted time in our Absolutely. Lives now more than ever because of social media. And if we were to actually know, okay, I'm going to take this out, this noise and this empty space or whatever it is on my wasted time during the day, I'm going to focus that 37 minutes on myself. Right. Just imagine the difference it would make. And that's intentional living.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We hope you now understand that living with clear intentions can provide a roadmap for you to become who you truly want to be and achieve the goals you've set for yourself. We really appreciate you joining us today for another episode of Mahogany and Willow.
Because there's always something important to talk about.